When is part 2 of season 2 of Invincible releasing? Is a lemon Kit Kat good? And is Crumble Cookies the best place to buy cookies? Well, I talk about all that and more on this episode of The Toddcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Toddcast. As always, I am your host, Todd McManus, on this warm, ever so hot Louisiana day. This hot weather just doesn't stop, like I said in the past weeks. It's just summer now. It just is. Global warming is real. So, yeah, I mean, in actuality, global warming, I guess you could say, is real. But, you know, yeah, everything's just so freaking hot now. But anyways, to dive into some news here real quick, over on Amazon Prime, one of my favorite shows that within the past few years called Invincible, an animated show on Amazon Prime that is really good. You should definitely go give it a watch. Season 1 and the first half of Season 2 is available now. And as of this episode premiering, the second half of Season 2 is now available. That's right, the next 4 episodes of Invincible were released on March 14th. Go ahead, give it a try, and give it a watch if you are a fan, or if you're not a fan and want to just try it. Of course, it is a rated R animated show. Very well done, based off of the Invincible comic book series, and they do really well with this series. Like, I gotta say, it's really well done. The story is good, the characters are well thought out and in depth, and it's just a fun, good show. So you should definitely check it out. It's really good, and yeah, I haven't watched the second half of Season 2 just yet, but I'm definitely going to soon, and I will let y'all know how that is. But other than that, that's really all I have for Invincible, just by saying go give it a watch and try it out. So also, real quick, I wanted to mention, I have not seen this movie yet, but I wanted to talk about it a little bit. Madam Web, the Sony-made Marvel movie, starring Dakota Johnson, and Sydney Sweeney is also in this movie. And, you know, they're pretty popular actresses right now. And there's some other people in there that I don't really remember or know of seeing. But I have not had the displeasure of watching this movie just yet. And I definitely want to see it. I had my interest in seeing it before the movie was released. You know, I was like, okay, it's a Sony Marvel movie. They made, you know, they're making Kraven, that movie, either, I don't think that movie came out yet. Has it? I don't think that movie, I gotta look it up now. I want to say the Kraven movie hasn't released yet, but I don't really remember. Okay, so the Kraven movie will release in August of this year. And, you know, that movie looks semi-good. I will give props to it. It looks all right. But they also made Morbius, and, you know, they've made the other Spider-Man movies with Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield. And so, this movie, Madam Web, I really don't know what to gather from the trailer itself. But the movie has already come out in theaters that you probably know of, and apparently this movie sucks. This movie is just very bad. Do I know why? Not really, because I haven't watched the movie just yet, but apparently there's a lot of stuff in this movie that just does not make sense at all. It's not even close to the comic book character from what I've heard, and I just don't really understand how Sony keeps doing this by making terrible movies. I saw the joke floating around that the company that made Morbius, the same writers who wrote Morbius, were like, how can we make a movie worse than this? And they've done it. They actually did do it. They made a worse movie than Morbius with Madam Web. All the Morbius memes were, of course, were definitely pretty funny. I gotta give props to that. But Madam Web, if you have not watched it, I don't even recommend to go see it. But I don't even know if I want to go pay full price for a movie ticket to watch this terrible, god-awful movie. I would rather wait and watch it at home, because it's piqued my interest, but in the wrong way. So I'm excited to wait and see this movie soon at home, and I'll have to give it a try. So, There's not really much other news that's taking place right now in the entertainment world, that is. So we're going to go ahead and dive into some questions right here. We got a good old-fashioned would you rather question, of course. So let's go ahead and get to that. And if you want to play along, please play along as well. So the first question we have here is, would you rather only eat pizza for 1 year or never eat pizza again for the next 5 years? That is, of course, a very hard question, I guess, is only eat pizza for 1 year or no pizza for 5 years. I mean, there are many different renditions of pizza that I think you could probably keep it up. Of course, you would definitely have to work out. And if I could have any side, I'd probably just mix it up, you know. Have one, you know, with the good old-fashioned breadsticks. And have one with the cheese sticks. And if I could have, like, different desserts or anything. But if I could only have pizza as the main entree for a whole year, or never touch or order or eat pizza for 5 years, I feel like I could probably do the pizza for 1 year. I feel like that is a very easy and doable thing. I think it can be easily accomplished, you know, and would be easy to just do, you know. So I would probably go with the eat pizza for 1 year, because I think I could definitely pull it out and actually make it doable. And, you know, yeah. Of course, going without pizza for 5 years would be a little difficult, but maybe not too difficult. I think that's especially very doable for most people, is just to go without pizza entirely for 5 years. But 5 years is a pretty long time. But if you were to go without pizza, let's do this extra question, a double question for it. If you were to choose the without pizza for 5 years, and you knew what day and the time and all that you were going to be able to have pizza once again after 5 years, what pizza would you choose? Like, if you didn't have pizza for a very long time and you were able to choose whatever kind, flavor, the toppings, homemade or from a different restaurant, if you were able to choose whatever pizza you wanted, what would that pizza be that you could have after 5 years with no pizza? Because I definitely know the one I would choose, and that's easily, without a doubt, the Sweep the Swamp pizza from Johnny's Pizza House. Cannot go... It's undefeated. It's undefeated. It's a great pizza. It's very good. Of course, get it with no jalapenos, because I'm not a jalapeno person, because they, not only are they, you know, it's not that they're too spicy, it's just that the taste of jalapenos just tastes like butt. And I'm not a fan of that. So, of course, it does have the green bell peppers. It's got crawfish. It's got the little bitty shrimps on it and some Tony seasoning. It is very good. Very, very good pizza. And I would definitely choose the Sweep the Swamp with no jalapenos and just get the biggest size. That's what I would do. But if I had to eat pizza for one whole year, nothing but pizza as my meals, I only eat two meals a day. So for my lunch and dinner, I feel like I could mix it up, you know, with homemade, and then you got Johnny's, and then we also have another local place called Fox's. And then we have, you know, you got your Papa John's, your Little Caesars, your Pizza Hut, your Domino's, all those big pizza chains. And then you can, you know, go to different places and get, like, local pizza chains as well in different cities and different states. And I think that'd probably make it interesting and make it doable, because you probably end up coming around to different flavors that you never would have tried before. Like pineapple on pizza, or maybe even anchovies for the heck of it. If I'm running out of pizza options where I have to put anchovies on it, then it's definitely just going to become a punishment more than a luxury of having pizza all the time. So, yeah, I would definitely go with the pizza for 1 year, because I think I could make it doable. The next question we have here is crumble cookies or Krispy Kreme? That's a very, very good question. Crumble cookies or Krispy Kreme? So I got to choose between a donut place or the new hit sensation of crumble cookies with just a lot of different cookie place. I mean, there are more crumbles than Krispy Kremes, of course. There are definitely more crumbles than Krispy Kreme, and it's very easy to do. Krispy Kreme, of course, just has many different different donuts, which is doable, of course, you know. And the many different donuts is, you know, they do limited edition flavors as well, but they have a lot of different donuts to choose from. The cream filled, the jam filled, or whatever they are, you know, with strawberry and all that. And, you know, they got some good ones. I've had a big heaping pile of their donuts before, and it's really good. Like, but the main thing that Crumbl has over Krispy Kreme, like, not only does Crumbl, they don't have enough flavors, you know, they do a rotating flavor count of 6 different cookies every week, and they're not open on Sundays. I think Krispy Kreme might be open every day of the week. I'm not too sure. That might differ with the Krispy Kremes. But we don't have a Krispy Kreme near me. Like, the closest Krispy Kreme is probably like an hour or hour and a half away. And we just got a very close Crumbl that's only 30 minutes away from where I live. And to have a Crumbl that close is, you know, it's great. Because now the closest Crumbl before that was over an hour away. You know, we weren't close to anything like that. But now there's a Crumbl only 30 minutes away, so I'd be able to get Crumbl whenever I want. Or if you got the money, they do have that subscription model with Crumbl cookies that you could have cookies delivered or pick up each week's different flavors. But sometimes, or most of the time with Crumbl, there's like maybe one cookie or maybe one or two every week that I am a fan of. So it's like, I'm not, you know, I wouldn't get all 6 of the flavors unless I was like giving them out, you know, because me and my wife, we really do like Crumbl, but we may not like every cookie they have. You know, there might be one that I like and she doesn't, or one that she likes and I don't, or that we both like. But then there's definitely maybe one or two sometimes here and there that we both don't like. And, you know, paying some amount of money for a subscription to get the 6 flavors every week might seem wasteful or too much or anything, but yeah, I'm definitely a fan of Crumbl. I like their cookies. The classic pink sugar is a very normal cookie, but it's so good. A few weeks ago, I think I had the Nilla Bean, which is the white with the white icing. It's really good. The Oreo sandwich one, the Mallow sandwich is what it is. Very good. Anything they do with Oreo is good. Whether it be regular Oreos or they've done one with golden Oreos, it's all very good. So they know, Crumbl knows what they're doing with their cookies. But back to your question, is that another thing that Crumbl has over Krispy Kreme is their locations. Crumbl, they just announced a few weeks ago that they have now over 1,000 locations of Crumbl cookies in the United States and Canada. That's a lot. That's literally a lot. That's so much, because they're freaking everywhere now. Now you can't go to a town or city that doesn't have a Crumbl unless you're some local small town. But they're everywhere now. You can't, you know, be like, everybody's now going to be like 30 minutes or an hour away from a Crumbl. That's just how it is, you know. And so with that, your question being, and looking over everything of Crumbl versus Krispy Kreme, I'd probably say Crumbl, because they have the rotating menu, they have way more locations, easily more accessible. Krispy Kreme, very good though, but if I had to choose something, is that like Krispy Kreme has many different flavors, they have some limited time, but Crumbl's whole, their whole thing, their whole gimmick that they have is that they have 6 different flavors of cookies that rotate every week. Different flavors every week, even though they have the milk chocolate chip and then the semi-sweet chocolate chunk, they rotate those out every week, and then they have the other flavors as well. So I definitely think I would probably choose Crumbl over Krispy Kreme for that regard. So yes, Crumbl over Krispy Kreme, even though Krispy Kreme is very good. So thank you for those questions. If you ever have a question, down in the link, there's a link down in the description of this episode that'll take you to my YouTube channel. You could click or tap on that. It'll take you there. And on one of the videos, you can comment your food item, drink item, or your question that you would like for me to answer and review on a future episode. And speaking of food items, I have got two candy items here that I am going to... review real quick. Oh, this is wet. So I have got the first one here. This is lemon crisp flavored Kit Kats. A lemon Kit Kat. So I am going to see how this tastes. This is, has gotten a little melty because it is warm outside. So, and it was outside in my truck for a little while before I brought it in. So I'm going to try this lemon flavored Kit Kat and give it a try. Mmm. That's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that. Lemon flavored Kit Kat. That's pretty good. It's good. It's a good flavor. I could get behind that once I pop in the fridge and get it cold. I think it'd be definitely worth it. But on the scale of 0 to 100 with no decimals, Lemon Crisp Kit Kat could definitely get a solid... it's really good. I would give that like an 82 because it's good. It may not be the best flavor that I like, but... it's definitely a top tier flavor because lemon is just a good flavor with a lot of different things. It's good with, like I said, it's good with this Kit Kat. Lemon like suckers and different hard candies are good. Lemon pledge. It's just all different good flavors that you could have of different things, you know. So the next thing we have here is another weird Kit Kat flavor. And this one is also a little melty. This is, of course, chocolate frosted donut. I had to get the king size because that's the only size they had of these. But this is a frosted chocolate or chocolate frosted donut Kit Kat flavor. Let's go ahead and give it a try. Oh. The donut is there. The donut is definitely there. It is. It's weird. It's got the chocolate. It's got the donut. Because you can tell there's donut in it. But it's just very weird because it has. It's got that crunchiness of regular Kit Kat, you know. So it's definitely weird. On the scale of 0 to 100 with no decimals with chocolate frosted donut, I would give that. I would give it, it's definitely lower than the lemon. The lemon was definitely better than that one. I would give this one a 74 because it was good. It had it was there for the donut and it was there for the chocolate, of course. It's just the crunchiness of it and it's just a kind of a weird flavor altogether. It's just a little strange, you know, but the chocolate that is there, the donut is there. But overall, it's just a weird, weird kind of flavor. And yeah. But overall, I think the lemon has done better, of course, as the scores are. Frosted chocolate frosted donut at a 74 and the lemon crisp at an 82. And that's how the scores reflect on that. So yeah, like I said before, if you have a question or a candy, food, drink item that you would like for me to review on a future episode, please comment them down below on my YouTube channel with a link down in the description of this episode. You can go check that out. Go ahead and subscribe and click that bell to get notified when new videos are uploaded, of course, like I say in the outro. So yeah, we got the summer coming up and everything else coming up soon, really. So yeah. More episodes to come. This is episode 219. So, been going 219 weeks strong right now. So, yeah. So I think that's going to do it for this episode. Like I said before, this is a quick episode. If you like this style of episode, please let me know in the comments below if you want it to be longer or if you want it to be a short, quick episode like this, a good, solid 20-minute episode. And yeah, as always, please rate and subscribe. And if you're listening on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and click that bell to get notified when new videos are uploaded. And follow the Toddcast on Instagram at @_Toddcast_ for all your updates and Toddcast needs. Tell your friends and family to give a listen. And thank all of you once again for listening to this episode. And if you want to know what's going to happen next week, well, you just got to tune in to find out. Only on the Toddcast.